listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. Member for Northern Victoria, Georgie Purcell, has been banned from duck hunting wetlands statewide after entering Kerrang's Johnson Swamp without authorisation. The Animal Justice Party MP was at the swamp on Saturday undertaking animal rescue operations with fellow duck hunting opponent Laurie Levy before being escorted off-site by Game Management Authority officers for illegal entry. Her ban is in place until the end of duck hunting season in June. The fire danger period has officially ended in the state's northwest. With the story, here's Andrew Schau.
As of 1 a.m. this morning, the fire danger period has wrapped up across the city of Greater Bendigo, Mount Alexander Shire, Central Goldfields Shire and Macedon Ranges Shire areas. The CFA says it's a good opportunity for landowners to clean up their properties through burn-offs before the winter sets in. But they say it's still vital to keep an eye on the weather conditions on the day and register them so fire crews don't respond unnecessarily. Landowners can register those burn-offs at firepermits.vic.gov.au or call 1800 668 511.
A Bendigo man has lost his driver's license after blowing four times the legal limit. Police allege the 45-year-old was pulled over at a booze bus site on the Calder Highway at about 8:15 p.m. last night, recording a blood alcohol reading of 0.219. And Mildura City Council will continue with its glass bin rollout this week. About 2,500 purple-littered bins are being delivered daily, with the rollout expected to be complete by the end of April. In basketball, the Bendigo Braves women dominated the NBL 1 South Conference over the weekend. They beat Geelong United by 19 points on Friday night and the Casey Cavaliers by 30 points on Sunday arvo. Meantime, the Braves men bested Geelong by 7 points and Casey by 2.